He's our mayor and he is great.
More time.
Tom Saints.
Tommy! Four-time! How are you, four-time?
Mate, I'm very, what do you call it, relaxed at the moment.
You're so
a lot of energy.
Relaxed, you can't remember the word relaxed. Tom, you should be relaxed. You secured 51.6% of the vote.
That gives a clear mandate so that we can move ahead. I mean, this election, the interesting part is that I had the plan and I laid it out what we're going to do for the city in the next 4 years. And I look around and the opponents were shouting road rates and rubbish, which is good sentiment. And we do that and we do it well. But they didn't have anything else to really share the vision. And I think that's where the Gold Coast said, well, at least Tom will have a crack.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's
Tom,
what it is, you know.
There's a part of it that puzzles me, and congratulations, sincerely. I went on Facebook on Sunday morning, and your vocal detractors are out there again. You've got a four-term mayor with over 50% of the primary vote, and there are still people doing this. How does that affect you as a person? Because I think it's ludicrous behaviour.
Yeah, I read it just in case there's some good ideas, and very 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 rare, you know.
Doing a lot of reading,
but I don't take anything like that personal because. I just believe they've got mental health issues, so I leave them alone. I don't even reply because I try to explain back in the early days, and then they get frustrated, and then I start calling them names, and then I thought, let's not get that. And plus Ruth is looking over my shoulder and said, you can't send that.
Oh, yeah, that's the best thing. Okay.
So I said, all right, better not do it. I'm not a human.
That's why I asked, Tom, because it doesn't make sense in the context of the election result to oppose your agenda when it is clearly so popular.
Yeah, that's true, and that'll be the message that, when we get councillors in, and we're going to, my leadership's always been about Team Gold Coast, protecting our lifestyle and having a bit of fun. And that's why our population is growing, because everyone goes, oh, we want to join the party. Come up here. Get there from Melbourne and all that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was going to say, they just want to join because they just want you as mayor. That's all they want to turn here for. Absolutely. But you have put the Gold Coast on the map. We have some magnificent events. It's great to see. But can I ask, I don't even think you'll ever be beaten. You'll just have to retire one day to give somebody a chance. But can I be honest? Because when I was driving around for the last week, Tom, I looked at all your placards. What year was that photo taken, you reckon, Tom?
I have to say, mate, you know, that's the mark of recycling. That's my recycle photo.
Is that roads, rubbish, Tom?
It's subliminal message there. He's the greenest mayor in all the land using 12-year-old photos.
12 years old.
So that's basically, yes, we love that. Well, look, I think you look better now, Tom. You know, I must admit, I nearly didn't recognise
you. Ali.
But look, what I will say is also, we wanted to congratulate you and Ruth. We know you celebrated 44 years married.
That's magnificent.
And I tell you what, obviously, it works, her looking over your shoulder saying, don't say that.
Yes.
You're still mayor.
I am so totally blessed. Totally blessed, like Spider. We punch above our weight there. Very, very, very blessed.
Alrighty. Well, congratulations, Tom. Yeah. It's great to have you back on board. We know that you do make headlines throughout the nation, but you do put Gold Coast on the map. So we really do appreciate it. And good luck over the next 4 years.
Yep.
Thank you, team. Good on you. Thanks, you.
Mate, we're just glad the election's over so we can talk to you again.
Good on.
Thanks,
see
Tom.
You, mate.
Thank you, Tom.
Bye.